family's view of World War II.
The siren's going off.
Let's get our gas mask.
Let's get the kids.
And blankets.
And the food.
And cards.
Hurry up.
I'm coming.
Of World War II started in 1939 and ended at 1945.
The Allies were Britain, France, America, Russia, China.
The Axis were Germany, Japan and Italy.
Hitler was angry because Germany lost World War I. 4K6 were people who supplied weapons and animals.
The British Indian Army fought the three major Axis powers, Germany, Italy and Japan.
The French were in favour of stopping Germany starting a war.
4K6 were all missile.
Hitler tried to create a master race. This means he wanted everyone to be tall, blonde and blue-eyed. After World War I, the Allies took lots of land away from Germany and Hitler wanted it back. USA dropped 2 atomic bombs on Japan. Over 40 to 50 million people died in World War II.
Evacuation, blackout, food rationing, gas mask.
And we were looking at what we would take in our Anderson shelters, and the best thing was your gas masks. You would also have to take like something to make you warm or some food and some drinks.
Did you turn the lights off and black out the windows?
No, I forgot. I'll go run and do it now.
Be quick!
Okay, I'm going.
The first children that ever got evacuated were evacuated in 1939, 1st of September. This meant that a lot of the mothers had to leave their children and make them go to a safer spot in the countryside so they wouldn't die in the war.
I don't think we have enough food.
Give me the ration book, I'll check.
Okay, here you go.
Yeah, we do have enough food, but I'll go to the Clyde and get some fish.
Okay, thank you.
There was 3 types of gas masks. A children gas mask, and there was a baby gas mask, and there was a normal gas mask, which like adults wore or soldiers.
You needed to carry a national registration identity card so that the people and the soldiers know who you are.
To feel at that time when you were in the Anderson shelter and it was getting bombed, like, what would you tell us about it?
Yes. Well, we're talking about the Second World War, when I was a very small girl. And every night, my father was in the fire service and he was away from home. And we lived in Edinburgh at the time. And the sirens would go off a good few nights in the week, most nights in the week. And we had to be wakened from our beds and taken out in the cold garden, walk across and down the steps into the Anderson shelter. And the Anderson shelter had 2 bunks in them. The bunks had a wooden frame with metal strips interwoven in them and a paraffin heater. And it was freezing cold, as you could imagine, in the winter. And the paraffin heater was lit, and the smell of that paraffin has lived with me till this day. Then we had to stay there until the sirens sounded again, and that was the all clear. And up we went, and back to bed. But we weren't frightened because we didn't know how serious it was. But for Mum, who was there with 2 children and her husband away, she was very, very frightened, and frightened that he wouldn't come back because he might have been injured in the fire. So it was a dreadful time and a dreadful war. And fortunately, because of our brave soldiers and because of the way the war was governed, we came out of it unscathed. Not unscathed, but yeah. We came back here to tell
with
the tale.
Victory.
Yeah, victory. That's the word.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's not safe for the kids after the bombing.
Well, I think we should get the kids out in their country.
That's what we're going to do.
All right, let's evacuate them.
Hi, my name is Omar, and today I went on a trip to Kelvin Grove Art Museum, and we done a trail, I think it is there, and we learned about World War II, and one of the things that I learned was that there was an Indian soldier, I'm pretty sure, and he used to ride a mule, and what he done, he used to carry like weapons and give it to the people on the British Indian Army.
My name is Alicia Afsa. I went to Kelvin Grove Museum Art Gallery, and we were doing like booklets, and we were drawing, like writing about who were the prime ministers, and Winston Churchill took over from Neville Chamberlain.